Hi, guys.
Welcome back to another episode.
We are in a crazy room right now.
We're in our normal room, but it's full of, like,
supplies,
baby supplies to give to the wildfire disaster relief. So thank you for
donating.
Thanks to everyone who donated, and thank you to our spot, Robinson Space,
for organizing a relief effort.
But it is a little crowded in here, so we're doing our best.
Again, we are accepting coffees.
We are accepting coffees because we're almost ready to buy our own equipment.
Yeah.
And then we can do this wherever we want.
Well, it is nice to have a place that it is, like, more soundproof.
That's true.
It's nice to be in a room with no echo.
Today we're talking about kava, and last week we talked about kratom, but we're doing kava now because it's still dry January.
It's still dry January.
Longest month of my life. Unfortunately.
Honestly, it has been a really long month.
I'm, like, so over it by now. But kava is, like, a different kind of kratom-esque thing, I guess.
Yeah, it's another plant-derived substance alcohol that people can use instead of alcohol. But actually, right now, we're drinking something different.
Yeah.
And this is called aplos. Aplos? Aplos? Oh, maybe it's supposed to be, like, applause.
Oh, applause.
I don't know, but it has agave flower, lemon, black sarawak. I regret reading this now. Infused with adaptogens.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, adaptogens, nootropics.
Let me just tell you, yeah. It tastes like shit.
It's supposed to be like a fake spirit, yeah, that you mix with sparkling water.
Yeah, which that's what we did.
Yeah.
And it does taste like perhaps there's something in here I shouldn't be drinking, like alcohol
does. It tastes like very botanical.
But it's not going to get us drunk, so I'm pissed about it.
But it has adaptogens, Allie. Well, these adaptogens might do something.
Adaptogen to my fucking brain receptors.
That's how I'm feeling. Well, okay. Before we get into that, mm-hmm, let's, you know, talk about what happened this week.
All right. You go first.
What was I just telling you about?
Your books.
Oh, yeah. I've been reading books, guys.
Kirsten is a book reader.
Believe
now.
It or not, I sometimes read.
She's a reading girl.
Well, here's the thing about reading. I used to love to read when I was young, mm-hmm, when I was, like, a kid until, like, my early teens. I was really a voracious reader.
Oh.
But something happened. I think really just because I had to read so much for school.
Yeah, it's, like, not fun anymore.
Yeah, I stopped reading as much for pleasure. And I still do, like, a little bit, but I'm not, like, I don't always have a book that I'm reading, mm-hmm, like I used to. I used to always have a book, and I'd, like, bring it everywhere, and when I was done with one book, start another one. And I think it's been my goal for a few years now to try to read a book a month. And
That's a good goal. That's hard.
I know, and I haven't really been hard able to do it. But I think I'm going to really try to do it this year, because I've already read a book this month.
Nice.
But it's a short book. Started out short, but it's about this girl that, well, first of all, I went to Skylight Books.
Okay, we love Skylight.
Yeah, in Los Feliz, and I realized I wanted to get something that was, like, fucked up, you know, to get me back in the habit of reading so that I can stay interested.
So you gotta read something fucked up.
Yeah, to stay interested. In order to get my attention span to, like, really zone in. So I chose this book about this girl that, she works for a company that is unnamed, but it's supposed to be, like, Meta or Facebook, I think. Mm-hmm. And her job is to basically, like, watch all the fucked up videos and decide if they should stay on the internet or not. And then if not, what's the reason why?
And that's really people's job.
Yeah, and
it is someone's job, yeah, right now.
There's actually, like, for further research section at the end of the book where you can, like, go to articles. I should have looked that up for this. But yeah, there's, like, different articles about people's stories, and it really, wow, messes you up in the head, I'm sure. But I don't want to spoil too much about the book, but it's called We Had to Remove This Post.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a short read. I'll give it to you to read. It's really short. I read it. It's, like, you can read it in a day. It's, okay, like, less than, it's, like, 150 pages.
Nice.
Yeah. But, okay, yeah, that's the book. I'm going to read books.
I'm going to read books.
I'm going to be a bookworm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's hot.
Do you want to hear about the other book that I got that I'm going to read next?
Yeah.
It's called Big Swiss.
Is it about cheese?
No.
Oh.
It's about, I guess it's the nickname that this therapist has for one of their clients because she's from Switzerland.
Oh, Swiss.
And she's tall.
I see. The Big Swiss.
But it's about her assistant or whatever is transcribing all of the audio from the therapy sessions. Mm-hmm. And she never sees the people, but she just hears their voices.
Okay.
And then I guess in the small town, she recognized Big Swiss's voice out in public. And I think it's like a love story because like she's heard so much about this woman's life.
Mm-hmm. She feels like she knows her.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's all I know about it.
That could get interesting.
Yeah. I thought so too. And I think I feel like when I saw it on the shelf, I feel like I've heard it, like I've heard people talk about it on the internet. I don't remember what I heard about it, but I heard people being like, it was like saying good things about it.
Okay. So. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
I'm a bookworm.
You're a bookworm now.
I read books.
I actually just started reading a book and I haven't been reading it like I need to, but it's called Yellow Face. And it's about this girl who, it's about this Asian writer who is like famous. She's written a lot of books and she happens to be friends with this other writer who's not famous at all and like kind of feels overshadowed by her. And like it starts out as like she's just her friend by accident kind of, and they just happen to meet and she doesn't even really like her that much, but she hangs out with her because she's like this famous writer.
Okay.
And that girl, the Asian girl, dies one time, like when
one time.
Yeah.
So one time she dies.
The Asian girl dies while the other girl is there.
Oh.
Or something. Like she chokes. She chokes on death. Something. Yeah. She witnesses the death. She calls 911, whatever. But she realizes that she has a copy of this book that she's been writing and no one else has the copy because she uses a typewriter. She doesn't like using like the internet and shit. Yeah. So she uses a typewriter. So she has this big, thick, like
manuscript
of this book that she is almost done writing.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
And though I assume she's white because they didn't say that she was Asian.
Mm-hmm.
The white girl takes the Asian girl's book and like spin, like makes it her own a little bit. And then she publishes it and like gets famous from it.
Oh my God. That's
but she's
up.
Writing from an Asian perspective, but the girl's white.
Don't people question that?
She uses an Asian name.
But like, they're going to find out that she's a white girl.
That's how the book starts.
Oh,
that's all I got. Yet. That's all I got so far. But
that's crazy. That reminds me of this story I recently read in The New Yorker.
Oh.
About
tell me.
About this woman that wrote a book in 2010 about this girl in Alaska that falls in love with a vampire. And she like sent it to, she had like an agent and she sent it to a bunch of different publishers. And they're like, no, it's too much like Twilight. Like, we're not interested.
It's not called Crave, is it?
That's the thing. So Crave is a series that was picked up by the same agent. And there are a lot of stark similarities to this girl 10 years ago that wrote this book. And Crave came out in 2021.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
They stole her book.
And there's like specific things about like her life that she wrote in the book. It was like, I mean, it's not a true, obviously, but there are certain personal like memories that she wrote in the book, like that the character did about like, like
she's from San Diego and then she
and then
to
she
move
moves to
Alaska,
and then she there's like something about like her like driving a piloting a plane, and it's like very there's like some very like too similar to be coincidences in it.
That's shady.
Yeah,
that's shady.
Yeah, and the fact that it was like the same agent.
Yeah,
and then she sued them.
Good.
And I guess they're like still in the lawsuit.
Sheesh.
But the agent was like, I've never met this woman before. Like, she's having like a fantasy like idea of me or something. And yeah, but I don't know what the resolution is because she's got to have proof somewhere that she.
Yeah,
like,
if she's
had contacted
met this
lady.
Person before and had contact with her, there
she,
has to be.
I mean,
proof.
It sounded like she was working with her for like a while because they had like sent it to like multiple publishers. Because
if she's just lying and be like, I don't know this person at all, that's crazy.
Yeah, but it was like back in 2010, so maybe there's not a paper trail.
Damn. But well, I hope there is. But I did start reading that book too. And
but just know it's stolen
now
work.
Now I'm like, wow, maybe fuck Crave, you know? Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where to go, how to transition from there, but how was your week?
Okay, well, one thing from my week is I just got my car fixed.
Yay!
Which was a lot of money. And I don't want a car anymore. So that's where I'm at.
What am I doing, jacking off the Andy Griffin?
Mm-hmm. I still don't have, AC or heat or radio, but at least it'll drive.
Yeah. No AC and no heat is kind of crazy, though.
It's crazy for a 57,000 mile car.
Yeah, it's not that old, first of all. And then also, it's going to be really, really hot in the summer.
Yeah, but at least it's not. Today was kind of warm, and I had to drive with the windows open because I was hot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even today? Yep.
And it's winter.
So you got to be careful in like 6 months.
Yeah. So that's that. But yeah, that's the only.
Can you pick that up? Because I keep looking over at this thing, and I have to know what it is. This orange thing.
Baby shusher.
Show it to the camera. Baby shusher. Oh, so I guess like you like just play it by the baby. That's weird.
That's what it is.
Okay, anybody who has babies out there, let me know if you've tried that before and if it works.
A baby shusher. My 2 year anniversary was this week too.
That's exciting. But you guys are gonna not celebrate until this weekend, right?
Yeah, we're celebrating tomorrow.
What are you gonna do?
We're gonna go to Safi's.
Oh, do you remember when we were going to go to Safi's?
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, I do remember. And we never did. But we're going to go. We have reservations.
Okay.
We can walk to it. If anyone doesn't know, it's at the very end of my street.
It's like a popular place.
Apparently. Because I see a bunch of TikToks like, my favorite restaurant is Safi's. I don't know. Honestly,
tell us about the food. Like, what kind of restaurant
is it? Well, it's Middle Eastern. But their menu doesn't really appeal that much to me, honestly.
Isn't it kind of expensive, too?
Yeah. So I think we're going to just do apps, and we are going to do drinks, too.
This would be the third time Allie breaks dry January.
Again, I did sober October alone.
Yeah, but you were smoking weed.
I always smoke weed.
I always am
smoking weed. But, yeah, I'm going to drink because it's my anniversary.
Okay.
I feel like
I'm judging you, but okay.
It's dry January with an asterisk. Your partner is the one who put that in my mind.
Well, you don't have to listen to them.
Well, too late.
Well, this just reminds me of the TikTok we released about Kratom and how somebody said in the comments, what do they say?
They said, if you need Kratom for dry January, you actually need dry rehab.
And I was like, girl, that's a little strong.
Good one, rando.
We should comment on that with this video.
We should.
Listen,
good one,
girl.
Random girl.
Girl, if you really care about people that have drug and alcohol problems, you shouldn't make jokes like that. Because
it's
not helping.
What if we had a problem?
Yeah.
What if we were addicted to Kratom?
Yeah, that wouldn't be a helpful comment, would it?
What if we were legitimate alcoholics?
Yeah, that wouldn't be helpful.
It's not helpful.
That would actually just make us feel worse about ourselves.
Maybe you should give us some resources.
Yeah. Maybe you could like DM us and be like, girls,
I'm worried
just
about you.
Yeah, like warn us. You don't have
Why
to be mean
be
about
a friend?
It.
Like,
yeah.
Don't be a fucking
Let's support
bitch.
Each other here.
Yeah, girl. Anyway.
So.
But I love when we get like hater comments like that because I'm like, yeah, we made it. Like, thanks for the engagement.
Yeah.
You know,
I guess
but
so.
She don't really care about us.
Well, she cared enough to.
I'm saying she don't care about us for real because she would try to help us not be addicted to whatever she thinks we're addicted to.
Yeah. But speaking of Kratom, though, I do want to say that I think at the end of our episode. Last episode, we talked about how it made us feel good. And we're like, we might start using this. But I think that there has been some newer developments.
Yeah, we have some updates.
Yeah, because my friend, another one of our friends, over the weekend, we went to a little party and there was cocktails. And we decided to drink Kratom instead of the cocktails,
Proud
like good little girls. Mm-hmm. and it was all fine, but we did stay up really late, like later than usual. Mm-hmm. And later that night, my friend said she threw up. Yikes. So, and she didn't really even have that much. It was like two cans and like a little bit of a little more.
Yeah.
And the next day I like could not get out of bed. I was like a rock.
I was the same way. The day after we recorded,
I was too.
I was so sleepy all day. Like I could not get out. I'm pretty sure I worked from my bed like all day. Like I could not get out of bed.
Yeah. So it was like kind of a hangover-ish. Like not like I was in pain. I just felt very sleepy, groggy. Yeah,
I felt groggy and just so tired. And so, and I also like a couple times I drank it, it gave me a headache.
What do you mean? Did you try it again?
No, but the first two times I drank it, it gave me a headache afterwards, but it didn't do that with me this time, but I did have a headache. Well, maybe it did because I had like a dull headache.
Mm. Maybe it's like about actually being hydrated while you drink it too.
Stay hydrated.
So anyway, I'm not saying that I'll never do Kratom again. I do kind of like how it feels, but I don't think it's going to be a regular.
Yeah. And it could have just been that particular brand too.
Well, I was using a different brand too.
Oh.
I tried a different brand.
Never mind. I think maybe if I do drink Kratom again, I'll just drink one.
I actually bought the Kratom powder.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh. So we could try that.
Okay.
Pure Kratom.
Okay. Okay. Pure Kratom sounds.
The powder.
Sounds intense. That's how my friend who manages her pain with Kratom and like got off all of her pain pills. She has lupus, so she's always hurting, and her pain pills are like the prescribed pain pills. But she got off of those, and she just uses Kratom powder now.
That's good.
Yeah. So that's how she does it. She said it tastes really bad.
Well, yeah, it does. Yeah.
Speaking of though, so okay, our episode today is
about.
Kava.
I'm Kirsten.
I'm Allie.
You're listening to
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for
Kava. That's right, everyone. Kava. So Kava is another one of those like alcohol replacement drinks that people mm-hmm. use. And there's actually a lot of Kava bars in LA where they sell like it's almost like a bar type of feel. Mm-hmm. But they sell Kava and Kratom drinks.
Yeah. And we went to one last night.
We went to one.
And it did actually, like there was an actual bar with bar stools. You can sit up there. Mm-hmm. And
booths, there was games. Yeah. We played Scrabble.
It did still kind of feel like we were in a coffee shop.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like a hybrid of a coffee shop and a bar.
It felt like a coffee shop mostly.
But it was like nighttime mm-hmm. and there's a bar that you sit at.
Yeah, and their website says like they have nights where alcoholics can actually come and talk about their stories and get support. So it is, I think it is like
a space for people that want to like replace their addiction.
Yeah, really. I mean,
and they also have events.
Yeah,
there
they have
was
events.
Like an
they
open have, mic yep. night.
Open mic. They have some, trivia, like, I think.
Crafting night. We did try it and the guy explained the options for us mm-hmm. and it was basically like you could do a shot.
Yeah, you could do a shot.
Something like a shot. They also had mixed drinks, and then they had cocktails. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like the mixed drinks were a lot, like a lower dose, and the cocktail was using like the shot mm-hmm. with
the more intense dose.
Yeah.
Which I could tell because your cocktail tasted like poo-poo.
Mm-hmm.
Poo-poo. I got a Ghirardelli chocolate mixed drink, and it was a weird taste. It tasted mm-hmm. better than yours, I think, because it was less Kava and it was chocolate.
Yeah.
So, like, the sweetness kind of cut the bitterness, but it was still a weird taste and it was bitter and I didn't want to finish it, really.
Yeah, I didn't end up finishing mine all the way.
Yeah, me either. But it did make our mouths kind of numb. Like, it gives you a
that
numbing
feeling.
That part
I liked.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it. It was like, yeah, I think that's like the first thing you notice from it. Yeah. Like immediately when you drink the first sip, it's like numbing. Mm-hmm. Almost like mentholy.
Yeah.
But very bitter.
Yeah.
Worse than kava or worse than kratom.
Yeah. It didn't taste good.
Did not taste good.
And they were kind of expensive drinks. Like,
they were really expensive.
If you compare it to like a cocktail, because yours was a mocktail thing and it was like $21.
Yeah. And that was like
the middle size.
Yeah. Not even a big size.
And it was just like a 12-ounce
cup of
mixed whatever.
But if I had known that it was going to come in a 12-ounce cup, because like I think it said it was 6 ounces, but I guess that meant that there was 6 ounces of the kava. Mm. And that's why I got that one, because I was like, oh, I don't want only 4 ounces
that's like
of
nothing.
A drink.
But yeah, I think it was the kava.
Yeah.
But they sold kratom drinks there too, so I wonder how those compare.
Oh yeah, we almost should have gotten both, but that's okay.
Yeah. But how did you feel after drinking kava?
I feel like I didn't have enough to like really, really feel it, mm-hmm. but I think it did make me a little more like light. It felt a little bit like a muscle relaxer kind of. Mm-hmm. And I think I did get like more giggly than usual.
Yeah.
So maybe there was like a little bit of like
euphoric.
Yeah.
Properties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like I didn't really feel that differently, but I did feel a little more relaxed and a little silly, but I feel like with the kratom I was way more silly.
Yeah,
but we probably did more. So,
but the thing is, the kratom that we had did have kava in it too. So I don't know if we were feeling the effects of kava or kratom.
That's true.
Who knows.
Well, let's get into it. What is kava?
So kava is a traditional drink from the South Pacific. Yeah, it's the kava plant, which the scientific name is Piper methysticum.
Which is Latin for pepper intoxicating.
Oh, mm-hmm. Intoxicating.
And it comes from the pepper family.
Okay.
So that's why.
So that's why it's so bitter, probably.
Yeah, and the name kava translates to bitter.
Yeah.
That's just what it is. So that's why it tastes so bad.
Totally makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, it's from a plant.
It's from a plant.
And some of the medicinal properties of it are that it can be relaxing. It can give you euphoric feelings. It's kind of similar to kratom in that sense. But kratom, the thing is, like, in smaller doses, it's more of a stimulant, if you guys remember that. And then in larger doses, it's more of a, not depressant, that wasn't the word, it was more of a sedative. Mm-hmm. But it seems like kava is, like, more of a relaxing experience overall. And can reduce anxiety, non-addictive.
That's what they say.
This is what they say. But it's a low-calorie option.
Oh. Well, keeping it low-cal and so-cal,
it can help with mental clarity.
Mm.
Well, in comparison to alcohol.
Well, yeah, alcohol kind of does the opposite.
One of the considerations or the cautions is that if you have liver problems, you should probably avoid it.
Mm.
But I think that's with anything that is hard to digest.
Yeah, probably just in moderation is what you need. I just, if it's gonna taste like shit.
But here's the thing, is like coffee and alcohol, the first time you ever had it, it was gross.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're gonna say. You wanna actually feel it if it's gonna taste like shit. Mm.
Yeah. Because otherwise, what am I doing? I drink a drink to taste, so it tastes good and makes me happy.
Yeah. I think we just need to try more kava, though, because we didn't have that much.
That's true.
So maybe if we drink, like, 3 teas.
Oh, yeah, we could have gotten the tea. We didn't want to get caffeine because it was late, so.
Yeah. So I also looked up some information about, like, the history.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said before, it's been a part of the South Pacific culture, and this is, like, the islands, like, Fiji, for over 3,000 years.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm. For some societies, it's not just a beverage, but it's a big part of, like, culture and social, political, and religious life.
Ooh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Do they use it with, like, ceremonies and stuff?
Uh-huh, ceremonies, like births, marriages, and deaths.
Mm.
But, I mean, pretty much in Fiji, there's, like, a ceremony where people have a respect ritual surrounded with kava. And
I do have to say, I read the way that they would prepare it is they chew the root up. And then they mix it with water, and then they strain the liquid out of it.
That's basically tea.
Yeah, but the chewing of the root, I don't know, that grosses me out.
Yeah, I bet you feel it more, though, if you chew
it. You chew it, and then it gets all nasty, and then you spit it out, and then you have to drink the fucking liquid that came from it.
I like that ritual. I think it sounds cool, because, like, it's like, you know, stick and poke tattoos. Mm-hmm. It's, like, part of it
mm-hmm.
is the connection with the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying, maybe I could just do that part myself.
No.
I don't want to drink someone else's chewed kava root.
Allie, juice. You have to.
I don't want to. I want to do it. I don't even want to drink it if I do it myself, but I would more so if I did it myself rather than drinking your nasty spit water,
well, I'll try
kava
it.
Spit juice water.
I'll try it.
Okay.
Let's see. What else do we have here? It's also been used medicinally for things like insomnia, anxiety, menstruation issues.
Wish I knew about kava when I was still getting my period.
Yeah. But, you know, stuff like that. There's also gatherings known as kava sessions or kava circles where people discuss, share stories, resolve conflicts, or simply enjoy each other's company.
So it's like a community.
Mm-hmm.
Which so, we kind of felt about that kava bar because they had those, like, community events and
yeah.
stuff.
So they probably have, like, their kava circles.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah, I would go again. You know, actually, I wish there was one that was closer, and I wish there was one that was, like, more like a bar.
Yeah, we should check out, well, this one's farther away, but we should check out the one in Santa Monica.
Have you been to one of the weed cafes? Isn't there one in West Hollywood? I'm curious about that.
I heard they were starting that, but I haven't seen them yet.
Or at least they did, like, a couple years ago, unless it got shut down. Let's see, what else do I have here? It's been commercialized.
Obviously, because there's kava bars.
Yeah, as we said, there's kava bars here in LA, probably in some other major cities in the US, and then mm-hmm. apparently Australia has them too.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to know a little bit more. Like, I didn't do any deep research about, like, the ceremonial aspects. It'd be cool to learn a little bit more about that, like, exactly, like, what's happening in the ceremonies. It's got a big history in the South Pacific, and it doesn't taste good.
Yep, that's what we got from it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to try it again.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
I think out of the two, kava seems to be less dangerous, mm-hmm. but it also seems to have less of an effect
yeah.
overall. But I also, my own experience with kava is less than with kratom. So, like, I would have to really drink more kava.
Yeah.
In one sitting to really decide.
Yeah, I agree.
If I feel it or not.
I agree. I just don't want to pay $20 for a nasty ass drink.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we can get, like, because I got the powder for kratom the liquor. It was at a smoke shop. So I think they have kava too, maybe.
Okay. Well, we can look into that. But
yeah, we can make our own kava drinks. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, that was pretty short and sweet about kava. Mm-hmm. Next week you're going to be gone, right?
No.
No, that's not till the end of February. Okay. Next month is February, and we're going to start back on our interview series.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be interviewing people out in the wild again.
Yeah, we know you guys like that. We did get your emails about mm-hmm. it, so we're going to keep on keeping on with that.
Yeah, but we also might bring people in.
Yeah.
Which will be interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, we did plan to do kind of the best and worst of love. That's the theme. So we're going to kind of talk about each week is going to be a different topic and either positive or negative. And we did decide our worst breakup is going to be the first week.
Worst breakup story. So if you guys have any breakup stories, let us
know. If you guys do, yeah. And I'm sure everybody has a breakup story, but we would like to hear the bad ones.
Yeah, we want to hear if it was like a crazy, messy,
mm-hmm.
awful breakup.
We
like
want to hear
what
the
happened.
Tea.
Someone threw something at someone. Someone ran over someone.
Yeah.
Someone dug their key into the side of their little souped up four-wheel drive.
Did you egg your ex's car?
Fuck you, Carrie Underwood.
I know. I didn't. I thought we liked her, and then this is a big old surprise.
She's a Trumper.
She's a Trumper.
So, fuck you, Carrie Underwood. also, Snoop Dogg, what are you doing, man?
Wait, what did he do?
He performed at the fucking
Oh, okay.
Another thing.
Well, Snoop Dogg's friends with Martha Stewart. I don't know what he's doing with his life.
He said that he owed a friend something, and that's what he decided to do to pay him back.
Okay.
So, I don't know, but...
I feel like Snoop Dogg is just, like, not trying to get into all of it.
But the thing is he... When he first got elected, he was like, shame on you guys for performing at a Trump inauguration. Like,
so he is against it, or was, at least.
Yeah, and then now he's doing the same thing. So, Snoop, you know, get it together.
A lot of people that were against him the first time around are with him now.
I know. A lot of people on my Facebook.
And they turned over Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley used to be, like, where we had a lot of liberal people, but, yeah. Yep. Anyway, this isn't a politics episode.
We aren't a politics pod.
We're not political girls.
But we hate Donald Trump.
But we do hate Donald Trump, and we, well, maybe we're political girls. Maybe we're a little political.
We, in our hearts, like in our...
We're just not super politically informed, I wouldn't say.
I'm not an expert. I don't have a poli-sci degree.
I don't know all of our senators.
I don't know...
I don't know the names of all the politicians that are important, but...
Sounding like stupid bitches.
But I do read the New Yorker sometimes.
Yep. And I get my info from social media.
And articles.
But I know for...
I read NPR.
I know for damn sure that I hate Donald Trump. And that's as political as we're going to get here.
Yeah.
So, fuck Carrie Underwood. Snoop Dogg, you need to get your shit together. But it's not fuck you, because... Your Snoop Dogg. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if
fuck
it's...
Fuck Elon Musk.
I don't know if it's like fuck Carrie Underwood or not. Because like, maybe she's just stupid. Did she say I support Trump?
She performed at the literal inauguration.
I know, she did. But did she say I support Trump? Because maybe she was just trying to get the bag.
Is it worth... The bag?
For the right price, it might be. We're wrapping this up, guys. Thank you for joining us on our episode about Kava. We're going to be talking about our worst breakups next week. If you have a good story, if you have a juicy one.
Juicy.
You know where to find us on any social media. DM us. Or if you have our numbers, call us. If you're one of the select few with our phone numbers, call us. And, maybe we'll just record you talking about it.
Yeah.
Or you could come in next Thursday and record with us.
Yeah.
So there are options if you want to tell us your story.
Let us know.
And we love you so much.
Bye. Love you.
Thank you. Mwah. Bye. Mwah.